Have you ever found yourself in a situation where everything seems to be falling apart and you're on the brink of giving up? Maybe you're struggling with your job, your health, or your relationships, and no matter how hard you try, things just don't seem to be getting better. It's in those moments of frustration and despair that we often question God's timing. We wonder why He hasn't intervened yet, or why He's allowing us to go through such difficult times. But what if I told you that God's timing is always perfect, even when it doesn't make sense to us? Today, we are going to know God's perfect timing, and I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe, and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. Let's take a closer look at what that means and why we should never lose hope, no matter how tough things may seem. Life can throw some pretty tough curveballs our way. It's like we're playing a game of baseball, and just when we think we're about to hit a home run, we get thrown a wild pitch that sends us swinging and missing. We work hard, we pray hard, but sometimes it feels like we're just spinning our wheels and getting nowhere fast. It's in those moments that we start to doubt whether God is really there, whether He really cares about what we're going through. But the truth is, God sees the bigger picture, the grand design of our lives that we can't always see from where we're standing. And He knows exactly when to step in and make things right, even when it feels like He's running a little behind schedule. So if you're feeling discouraged or on the verge of throwing in the towel, I want to encourage you to hang in there. God's timing may not always align with ours, but it's always perfect. He's not bound by our deadlines or constrained by our limitations. He sees the end from the beginning, and He knows exactly what we need and when we need it. So don't give up hope. Don't lose faith. Keep trusting, keep believing, and keep pressing forward. Because just when you least expect it, God will show up and show out in ways you never imagined possible. 1. God's timing is perfect. Life is like a jigsaw puzzle, with each piece representing a moment, a decision, or a circumstance. Sometimes, it feels like we're struggling to fit the pieces together, trying to make sense of the chaos around us. But here's the thing, God sees the whole puzzle, not just the individual pieces. He knows how each piece fits together, and He's the master puzzle solver. So even when we're stuck on a particularly tricky piece, wondering why it doesn't seem to fit, we can trust that God is working behind the scenes to bring everything together in His perfect timing. Think about it like baking a cake. You mix all the ingredients together, put it in the oven, and wait for it to bake. But if you take it out too early, it's still gooey in the middle. If you leave it in too long, it burns. It's all about timing. And just like a skilled baker knows exactly when to take the cake out of the oven, God knows exactly when to bring His plans to fruition. He's not in a rush, and He's not bound by our deadlines. He knows the perfect moment to reveal His masterpiece, and when He does, it's always worth the wait. So the next time you're feeling frustrated or discouraged because things aren't happening as quickly as you'd like, remember that God's timing is perfect. He's not late, and He's not early. He's right on time. So trust Him, have faith in His plan, and know that He's working all things together for your good, even when you can't see it. 2. Don't quit now. Life can feel like a never-ending roller coaster ride, full of ups and downs, twists and turns. And when we're faced with one too many dips or unexpected loops, it's tempting to throw our hands up and scream, "I give up." But before you hit that eject button, remember the words of Galatians 6 verse 9, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." Picture yourself planting seeds in a garden. You water them, you nurture them, but after a while, nothing seems to be happening. It's easy to get discouraged and think your efforts are wasted. But here's the thing, Those seeds are still growing beneath the surface, taking root and preparing to sprout. It just takes time. In the same way, the seeds of your hard work, your prayers, and your perseverance are taking root in your life, even if you can't see it yet. God is cultivating something beautiful in you, something that will bear fruit in due season. So don't throw in the towel just yet. Keep watering those seeds with faith, keep nurturing them with patience, and watch as God brings forth a bountiful harvest in His perfect timing. Remember, the darkest hour is just before dawn. So when it feels like you're on the verge of giving up, hold on a little while longer. Your breakthrough could be right around the corner. And when it comes, you'll look back on this moment and realize that every tear, every struggle, and every moment of doubt was worth it. So don't quit now. Keep pressing forward, keep believing, and keep trusting in the God who promises to never leave you nor forsake you. 3. Be patient. Patience is like trying to untangle a knot in a necklace chain. It's frustrating, it's time-consuming, and sometimes it feels like you're getting absolutely nowhere. But just like you wouldn't give up on untangling that necklace, we shouldn't give up on practicing patience. Romans 8 verse 25 reminds us, "But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently." Think about waiting in line at the grocery store. You've got a full cart, you're in a rush, and the person in front of you seems to be taking forever. It's easy to tap your foot impatiently or let out an exasperated sigh. But what if, instead, you use the time to take a deep breath, smile at the cashier, and maybe even strike up a conversation with the person behind you? Suddenly, waiting doesn't seem so bad. In the same way, when we're faced with delays or setbacks in life, we have a choice. We can either let impatience consume us, or we can choose to wait with a sense of peace and expectancy. Because here's the thing, God's timing is never early, and it's never late. It's always right on time. So the next time you find yourself stuck in traffic, waiting for a job offer, or longing for a breakthrough in your relationships, remember to be patient. Trust that God is working behind the scenes, orchestrating everything according to His perfect plan. And when the time is right, He will bring His promises to fruition in ways far greater than you could ever imagine. So don't lose heart. Be patient and watch as God works wonders in your life. 4. Learning from biblical examples. Let's take a journey through the pages of the Bible and explore some real-life stories of people who faced waiting seasons just like us. Think of Abraham and Sarah. They waited decades for the birth of their promised son, Isaac, Genesis 21 verse 2. Imagine the doubts and fears they must have wrestled with as the years went by, yet they remained steadfast in their faith, trusting that God would fulfill His promise in His own time. Then there's Joseph, sold into slavery by his own brothers and unjustly imprisoned for years, Genesis 41 verse 41. Despite the setbacks and hardships, Joseph never lost faith in God's plan for his life. And in the end, he rose to a position of great authority and was able to save his family from famine. And how about David, the shepherd boy turned king? He spent years running from King Saul, dodging spears and hiding in caves, 2 Samuel 5 verse 4. But through it all, David remained confident in God's faithfulness, knowing that one day he would ascend to the throne of Israel. These stories remind us that waiting is often a necessary part of God's plan. It's during these seasons of waiting that our faith is refined, our character is strengthened, and our dependence on God deepens. So the next time you find yourself in a waiting season, take heart. You're in good company. And just like Abraham, Joseph, and David, God has a purpose and a plan for your life. So keep trusting, keep believing, and keep holding on to hope. Because in God's perfect timing, your breakthrough is on the way. So, my friend, as we come to the end of our time together, I want to leave you with this simple yet powerful truth. God's timing is always worth the wait. It may not always align with our own schedules or expectations, but His timing is perfect, and His plans are always for our good. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. Life is full of ups and downs, twists and turns, but through it all, we can take comfort in knowing that God is in control. So whatever you're facing today, whether it's a mountain of challenges, a valley of despair, or just the everyday struggles of life, don't lose hope. Don't give up. Keep pressing forward with faith, knowing that God is with you every step of the way, Joshua 1 verse 9. And remember, you're not alone. You're part of a community of believers who are cheering you on, lifting you up in prayer, and standing with you in faith. So reach out to your brothers and sisters in Christ, lean on them for support, and let them remind you of God's faithfulness, even in the darkest of times, Hebrews 10 verses 24 to 25. So, my friend, whatever you do, don't quit now. Be patient, be persistent, and keep trusting in the God who holds the universe in His hands. Because when you least expect it, He will show up and show out in ways you never imagined possible, Ephesians 3 verse 20. May you go forth from this place with renewed hope, strengthened faith, and a deep sense of peace, knowing that God's timing is always perfect. And may you never forget that no matter what you're facing, God is with you, and He will never leave you nor forsake you. Deuteronomy 31 verse 6. Amen.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart in your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.